You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Summer. Welcome into the gym class here at KGYM, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette across the way. Ben, our terrific producer on the other side of the glass. As we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker. Good show for you coming up. We will talk about the Kentucky Derby, other aspects of the weekend that was in the world of sports. Kick that around. A little college basketball news today as well. And some baseball to talk about, collegiate as well as professional. We will get to that on the program here today. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website, dupaco.com. And a big thanks to all the folks at DuPaco Community Credit Union. Stop on by one of their many locations around the corridor and around eastern Iowa. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. As we get the week started here on the gym class program here on KGYM. And how are you doing? A far cry from the weather of last week, but we knew it was coming, and I love it, even though the wind's a little bit strong. But good afternoon.
I do, too. Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope all the mothers out there had a wonderful weekend. Mother's Day yesterday, of course, and a lot to talk about in the world of sports, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I echo those sentiments. I hope everyone had a great Mother's Day weekend out there. And the month of May, already 9 days old. It goes very, very quickly, especially when you're a fan of the Indy 500. It seems like it goes like that. But speaking of the Indy 500, we've got tickets a week from today that we are going to present one of our lucky listeners with a couple tickets and a little bit more than that as far as the prize package is concerned to get you to Indianapolis. General admission tickets to the 106th running of the Indianapolis 500. 3 weeks from yesterday, the month of May will conclude at Indianapolis, and should be a whole lot of fun. We might talk a little racing with you as well here on the program. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you one more time, 319-366-1600, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. But we've got to start with, I think, certainly was the biggest story of the weekend, and I think really underplayed, Mark, and that is the 148th Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, as one of the greatest, I don't even know you can call it an upset, one of the greatest stories as far as not only long shots, upsets, yeah, you can throw that in there as well. This is why you play the game. This is why things are not done on paper. Any other thing you want to put on there and throw on there, you can. This is why the percentage, whatever index that ESPN puts on the bottom of the screens for all these games is absolutely ridiculous. Rich Strike, who was not even in the race when people woke up on Friday morning, was not in the race. 80-1 shot. Comes out of nowhere and takes the Kentucky Derby early Saturday evening. And what was one of the most amazing, amazing runs, especially down the stretch, that you will ever see in any sport, let alone horse racing.
Not only that, but the jockey, Sonny Leone, had never been in the Kentucky Derby, had never ridden a horse that won a stakes race. And I'm not an expert on horse racing, but just watching Sonny Leon navigate Rich Strike through the field at the mile pole, threw a few horses onto the rail, and the way that horse finished was truly incredible. At 80-1, if you had Rich Strike, let us know. 319-366-1600. But you need to show your work.
Yeah, you better show. You better take a picture and send it to us.
It's not the longest shot that's ever come in at the Derby. It's the second longest. Back in 1913, you remember this, Scott.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
91-1 shot came in. But, I mean, this was an unbelievable race. Our horses had mixed results. I had Cyberknife to win it, or Kryptonite, I'm sorry. And
Cyberknife, Kryptonite, whatever, it didn't do well.
The infinite wit of Gazette sports columnist Mike Halas tweeted at me, have they found him yet?
He's like...
My horse was 18th, okay.
Out of 20.
Yeah.
Beat a couple, but you wonder about the Iowa horse, owned horse, part of the consortium that owned Mo Donegal. He ended up in fifth. Not a bad run. Never really threatened the lead. Was kind of mid-pack throughout. Made a little bit of a run at the end, but it was a little bit too late. The two favorites, two of the favorites anyway, finished as the runners-up to Rich Strike. My pick, Epicenter, ended up second. Thought it was going to take it, but then I saw that horse coming along the rail, like, oh, my goodness. And then I didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out to be Rich Strike. Zandon finished in the third spot. I tell you what, it's what the Derby needed. And we'll talk to our friend Barry Abrams coming up in a couple of weeks before we get to Pimlico and the Preakness. This is what I think horse racing needed, was a good story. Now, is Rich Strike probably going to be a Triple Crown winner? Boy, that would be even better, but I doubt it. Who knows how things are going to play out in a couple weeks in Baltimore. But the Kentucky Derby needed something like that, I think. People talking about horse racing. And it's good for the sport. Good for the sport. Safe race, of course. That was the first thing you check off the box. Like to see that, certainly. And but I tell you what, it was good to see a full house at Churchill Downs. Good to see the infield full. The celebs were out. I did not know half of them. I had to look up a couple, I must admit. The guy that said riders up, I looked to my wife, who is that? I have no idea. At any rate, I wasn't the only one. At least I didn't go on national television, say, and take a guess on who it was. Yeah. I know Spencer played that. Martin Brundle on the F1 broadcast. Mistaken identities right there as he went through the grid walk. But at any rate, we'll get to the F1 race as well. 319-366-1600.
What are you liking it to? 319-366-1600. I told you earlier, Scott, it's like you or I getting a last-minute ride in a NASCAR Cup car on a low-budget team at the last minute and ended up winning, coming from behind on the last lap when nobody thought we could do it.
True.
Or maybe Jack Fleck in 1952. The club pro out of Bettendorf, beating Ben Hogan in the U.S. Open. Very long shot there.
We might get more of those Friday. We'll see.
What do you guys think?
319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. The one thing I could tie it together with was, in a very similar situation, was John Daly in 1991 winning the PGA at Crooked Stick.
As what, a sixth alternate, fourth alternate, something like that?
Something like that. Fourth, at least, fourth alternate. Got in when Nick Price had to withdraw from the tournament, who was a top 10 player in the world at that point. Squeaky Medlin is caddy. In fact, caddied for John Daly during that week.
Now Daly's training regimen is known the world over.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, second only to Miguel Angel Jimenez as the greatest golf training regimen in the world. But you kind of, I think that's the only thing you can really even compare it to. You mentioned Jack Fleck. At least Jack was in the tournament a few days prior to it. John Daly wasn't until Nick Bryce withdrew. Rich Strike was not in the field on Friday morning. Only got in when another horse had to scratch. This was a horse that was claimed in a by their owners in a $30,000 claim race. Basically, okay, we're going to race these colts, and here you go. And yes, $30,000 is a lot of money. But in horse racing terms, $30,000, Mark, as you know, is not a lot of money.
No.
And so, you know, a small consortium bought Rich Strike, brought in a trainer. It's a Kentucky-based group, very low budget, and brought in a trainer who had been in the business, had been in horse racing for a long, long time, got just to the point he was very disgruntled about it. Got out of it. They talked him back into it. And here they are, now with a Kentucky Derby winner. Crazy.
Man Fairfax likening it to Lou Gehrig replacing Wally Pipp.
Yeah. And 8369 also referring to John Daly at Crooked Stick back in 1991. 9663, we go to Des Moines to a lot of the races. I told my wife, do you watch that horse? Wasn't even supposed to be there. He's going to be there. Crazy. Just an incredible, incredible story.
You never know about the animals. You really don't.
And that's true because 8186 says, how about the horse? And it's biting afterwards. Very high strung. Yeah, it was going after they have horses and they have people come out there to, warm them down after the race. And yeah, he was surly. Rich Strike was feeling his oats, if you will. And he was celebrating, man, right?
I don't know. I need my wife to text me. Scott, text me. Why was that horse biting? She's an equestrian. She's not
very true.
Not a thoroughbred fan, although she owns one, but maybe just excited? What's the deal?
I think excited.
Not every reaction is like that.
But. I was very surprised that NBC kept the cameras on that, though. By the way, speaking of NBC, I believe everyone but Ted Danson was there for NBC. Yeah, 27 people making picks. I again had to go through there. Who's that? Who's Dale Earnhardt Jr. was there? Rutledge was there. They're racing.
Four legs, not four people. Wheels,
yeah,
Dale.
But, Dale picked Mo Donegal, though.
Yeah.
He picked the Iowa horse. Not sure if he had a lot of background to it, but, Little E picked the Iowa horse to win. Didn't help, but yeah. Yeah, everybody was there for NBC. It was all hands on board. As far as the broadcast was concerned. But it was fun. It was a good derby and a safe derby, as we mentioned. And, yeah, good to see horse racing kind of getting back into the flow of things out there.
We'll see what Barry Abrams has to say about it as we near the Belmont. That's the next leg of the Triple Crown. I have to imagine Barry was even flabbergasted.
I would say so. 319-366-1600. The one horse I thought would do better was Crown Pride, the Japanese horse. Thought it would have fared better, especially with Barry Abrams went through everything that the Japanese horses have been doing very, very well as of late. Got very acclimated, was over there weeks ahead of the Kentucky Derby and had a very subpar outing. Doesn't mean something will change that, could go well when they get to Baltimore, but We shall see. You'll go from 20 horses probably to a field in the single digits coming up for the that's usually the way it goes for the Preakness. And there'll be some new horses.
Scott has said he was just excited and also bit the outrider's leg as well as the horse.
He was not only going after the horse, he was going after the guy. You know, he's trying to congratulate and then, hey! Easy, big fella. 0189 was in Vegas last weekend. Welcome back. Thanks for bringing the weather back. The winning horse, Rich Strike, was not listed on the tip sheets in the sports books.
Yeah.
I would have believed that because it was not even in the race on Friday. And quite honestly, they were probably thinking, even in Vegas, you know, 80-1, why even waste the ink as far as putting out new tip sheets or whatever the case may be?
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, that just adds to the lore, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, it just adds to it out there. But that was fun. That was a pretty cool situation and story over the weekend. You had that as Spencer had on his program, Spencer on Sports. You can hear that each weekday, 2 to 3. We encourage you to do so. Listen in with Spencer right here on KGYM. He played we talked about the F1 race in Miami going on yesterday afternoon. It was a big racing day.
And he's never seen the Chiefs play, has he?
Apparently not. Martin Brundle has done this before, actually, in different spots, not necessarily America. But the first Miami Grand Prix, very successful from all indications. Not sure how the TV ratings went, but as far as celebrities in attendance and as far as just the attendance, you know, flat out, very successful as far as F1 is concerned. And if you've never been to an F1 race, it's almost more of a happening than it is a race. Because it is, you know, it's the red carpet, it is everything, and you see between the Kentucky Derby and the F1 race in Miami, especially when it's in South Beach like that in Miami, yeah, you're going to have the A-listers.
Stars come out.
Yeah, you're going to have the A-listers there, and I don't blame Martin Brundle for doing that. I blame the people behind the scenes because they're the ones that should tip him off on exactly who he could be there with. But he did break a very, very important broadcasting rule. That is, if you do not know who it is that you are talking to,
exactly,
you better just not talk to them, or you better find out, give eye contact to one of your people that are next to you and say, who, give the head nod and point. And they can let you know one way or the other. You just don't go up and assume.
No, I mean, if I was covering the race, I wouldn't know Max Verstappen. He's a thing in
he
F1,
won.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. From any of the other ones, but at least I'd ask somebody, I think.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. And so you had that. Then you had Joey Logano running over William Byron at the end of the Goodyear 400 at Darlington yesterday. Didn't need to do that. And Joey Logano complains more than anybody in NASCAR when somebody does that to him. And he did it and didn't even look back. So
Byron's right in describing Logano as a moron and an idiot.
There'll be more to this.
Logano was going to win that race anyway, wasn't he?
He was going to win.
He had the momentum. Didn't need to bump Byron at the end. Byron was actually pretty cool about it. I thought there was going to be a fight at the end.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about it. But now actually on the Fox broadcast, he kept his tongue for the most part. If you saw the unedited footage prior to that, when he was talking with team leader Jeff Gordon, not so much. By the way, Jeff Gordon was at the F1 race. And then flew up to Darlington afterwards. So it's good to be Jeff Gordon. when 319-366-1600. 0975. Frosty Mitchell used to ask who he was interviewing. God bless Frosty. That was a different time and a different different age. Different situation.
Not really.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. 324. We're going to get to more of the weekend. We got some college basketball news to get to on the program. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. And more. And we're going to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up. Yes, 0975. NASCAR used to take Easter and Mother's Day off, but did not this year. They made some changes as far as the schedule was concerned. Added a race, which took away one of them and kind of moved the schedule and shifted it around a little bit. So that is why. That is why they raced. Usually don't on Mother's Day. And good to see some of those old paint schemes back that they showed yesterday. Oh, yes. Sean from the bus trip. I do watch F1 Drive to Survive on Netflix. And he is the current F1 world champion. Your friend Max Verstappen. Lewis Hamilton also. He finished sixth, though. So he was a little bit down the line as far down the.
Is Schumacher still out there?
Down the grid. No, he is retired.
Okay.
He is retired. All right, Mark, I'm going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're open at 4 o'clock, and check them out online at emilshideaway.com. Eat local and try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily. Or wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar, or bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area. Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue, across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, and behind Taco John's.
Two finals in Major League Baseball right now. Nestor Cortez took a no-hit bid into the eighth inning, leading the Yankees to a 1-0 victory over the Texas Rangers. Also in the books, Baltimore has defeated Kansas City 6-1. Speaking of racing, Cedar Rapidian Landon Castle finished sixth at Darlington this weekend. It is his sixth top 10 finish in Xfinity Racing. He is currently 11th in the standings, inside the cut to make the series finale. Iowa baseball took 2 of 3 from Purdue and now is in a tie for third in the Big Ten standings, awaiting a weekend series at Michigan State. And finally, Scott, this may or may not please you. The PGA Championship field is out for next week. It includes Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson.
Good. Neither one is
and
probably.
And Sean McCarty from Coralville.
Who, by the way, also had practice rounds at Southern Hills.
Who knew?
Who knew? No, that's not a big surprise. I think Phil's bigger surprise than Tiger.
Kinda.
To be honest with you, because Phil is right now persona non grata as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. So he will be back. Will not be very well tested as far as against the rest of the field. It's still going to be the Tiger-thon, and it's still going to be – I mean, it's not going to be quite as bad because we know Tiger is going to play. But I still don't see him winning.
I'm more surprised about Mickelson, although he reportedly lost $40 million in gambling in a 4 or 5 year period. So maybe he needs some dough.
See Sergio Garcia over the weekend?
I did.
And his blow up.
Can't wait to get out of the country, can't he?
He said, I can't wait to get out of this tour. Well, Sergio, I think a lot of people share your enthusiasm with that.
I think he had a point. If you missed it, he hit it wayward across a creek he called the lake or river, something like that. And the PGA Tour official started counting. You know, you only get a certain amount of time to find your ball. Well, Sergio spent a little bit of that time tiptoeing through rocks in said river before he could get to where he thought the ball was. And Sergio thought the rules official started the clock too soon. I tended to agree with
him. I thought
he
did too. You got to get over to where the ball could be. Congratulations.
It wasn't under the rock Sergio was stepping on.
No. Congratulations to Max Homa, by the way, who got the victory at the Wells Fargo. And he's one of the favorites going into the PGA in a couple of weeks. All right, we'll get an update on the weather and a break. We'll come back with more of the gym class for you right after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and it's going to be a warm, muggy, and windy rest of the day today. Temperatures are going to be in the 80s, and then later on tonight, a cold front moves on through and will be bringing some showers and thunderstorms to the area, mainly after 9 p.m. Some of those storms could contain gusty winds and hail as they move through overnight. We'll then be drying out as we head into Tuesday and staying warm and humid. Temperatures will be back in the mid to some upper 80s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any Stanley Cup playoffs game. If either team scores a goal in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code HANSON200, H-A-N-S-O-N 200, when you make your first bet. Get ready for puck drops and paydays. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSON200, Hanson with an O, to win $200 in free bets if either team scores a goal in any Stanley Cup playoffs game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Iowa only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Did you know that motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any other motor vehicle on the roadway? Safe riding practices and cooperation from all road users will help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on our nation's highways. Because motorcycles are smaller than most vehicles, they can be difficult to see. Their size can also cause other drivers to misjudge their speed and distance. All motorists are reminded to safely share the road and to be extra alert. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Just when it feels like smooth sailing, your IT person leaves and rocks your entire business boat.
Network overboard!
Now who's going to captain your IT ship? Network Computer Solutions. They're ready to hop on board and keep you on course. Whether you're a tiny rowboat or a giant ocean liner, Network Computer Solutions will keep your business cruising along with pricing options that won't make you feel anchored down. Network Computer Solutions is your IT safe harbor. Meet them now at ncsei.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great, so you can bask in the glory.
Sorry to bother you, but you're the one who bundled their home, auto, boat, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? I seriously still talk about that with my friends, how you saved all that money. Hey, you mind if I take a selfie with you? That would be amazing.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Heard my little sis is buying a car. You'll need my secret guide.
Gross, no way. I already used Capital One Auto Navigator.
I bet your credit score
wasn't impacted at all, so ha. I got my real rate and monthly payment, had an amazing test drive at the dealership, and made the purchase.
Taking the easy way out. That's so you.
Still not getting it. That's so you. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
We are back. 3:33 here in the gym class on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. We are presented by Dupaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at Dupaco.com. NBA basketball coming your way tonight right here on all of our frequencies of KGYM as we continue our coverage of the NBA playoffs. Coming up for you tonight, it will be Memphis and Golden State. That is game number 4 from Oakland, San Francisco, the Bay Area, and Golden State leading that series 2-1. Also game 4 between Milwaukee and Boston coming up tonight with Milwaukee at home looking to go up 3-1. In that series, hockey first rounds, man, you've got last night of the 4 series as far as hockey goes, that were contested last night, game fours, they're all 2-2 right now, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Love the postseason as far as the NHL is concerned. Coming up tonight, Washington and Florida, as Washington leading that series, the 8 seed leading the 1 seed, 2-1. Pittsburgh leading the New York Rangers, 2-1. These are all game fours tonight. Colorado, this is the one outlier. They can sweep Nashville tonight, and this is in Nashville. The Avalanche leading 3-0. Dallas leading Calgary, 2-1. The 7th-seeded Stars leading the 2nd-seeded Flames. Game four coming up in Dallas in the Metroplex coming up this evening. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. We got some college basketball news, but we got to get to this because, oh, dear Lord. And we said this was going to happen, too, several weeks ago, Mark, in the continuing saga of NIL. This just coming out from the Chicago Tribune Sports, and that is that NIL deals for high school athletes. High school athletes now allowed in 7 states as of the moment. Thank goodness one of them is not Iowa. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Yet. But we are going to have to think about it soon.
What's next? 8 and under soccer? I mean, really.
Ohio is voting. They started voting on May the 1st last week. High school principals on whether to change the state's high school athletic association's bylaws to allow athletes to sign deals. New York, Florida, one of the 7 states that allow NIL right now as far as high schools are concerned. Whew. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Had to throw that in there.
I don't understand the reasoning behind it.
Yeah. College, sure. High school, we already got enough problems with AAU and not here. I'm not throwing everybody under the bus. I think we've got, for the most part, in the Midwest, I think AAU is fine.
Well, this is in the midst of some college commissioners and others trying to rein in NIL and work on it. They've met with congressmen or women. Not that that's always good, but at least the dialogue began, and the NCAA, what's left of it, I think their powers that be, or members, they want to try to address the situation.
Mm. Crazy. 319-366-1600. Coming up tomorrow, Chris Liss of chrislist.com is going to join us, usually on Wednesdays, but we just wanted to give everyone a heads up. It will be on Tuesday this week that we're going to talk to Chris. So your baseball, fantasy baseball questions, welcome. Plus, now we have the draft in the rearview mirror for the NFL. And you want to think about your upcoming draft. Never too early to start putting things together. What rookie quarterback is going to be at the helm of their particular team? What they think about Breece Hall in New York? Is he going to be the starting running back for the New York Jets? J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. You have questions about that? Chris will answer them coming up tomorrow. Then on Wednesday, Mike Petrello, who covers baseball, will join us. That's why we had to shift that around a little bit. We'll talk some Major League Baseball. We'll get to baseball coming up here in just a little bit before 4 o'clock today as well. And more for you coming up later on in the week. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is the phone line as well. There's some college basketball news, Mark, out there. And it has to do with A.J. Green. Nothing in stone as of yet as far as what his plans are concerned. But I guess as far as A.J. is concerned, good news because the NBA at least is taking notice of A.J. Green.
Yeah, he's been invited to the G League Combine, which I believe starts either later this week or next week. The UNI guard is the only Iowan in that list. This comes amid reports or opinions, tweets over the weekend that A.J. Green was all but headed to Iowa State. And he may well be when all's said and done. But this is an opportunity for Green to, you know, show his wares at the Combine, maybe get another invitation to, you know, whatever's next. So we'll see.
And don't forget, reportedly, he has an offer to go to Duke from John Shire.
Minor detail.
The new coach taking over the Blue Devils from Mike Krzyzewski. It's good to be A.J. Green at this point. I mean, you've got plenty of choices out there. If I had to pick right now, I say he's an Iowa State Cyclone next year.
I would too.
But we'll see.
By the way, Chris Murray from Iowa, not on that list.
No. By the way, news out of course, and this in a quarter, will the famous line, we'll buy you a cup of coffee in the old days. The latest mock draft from CBS, Keegan Murray moving up to number 3. As far as that particular mock draft is concerned. And that will change 7 more times. So, but that'd be great if Keegan can go as high as number 3. Bully for him. Good to be Keegan Murray at this time as well, as the college basketball world keeps revolving. Unfortunate news today, as you heard at the top of the hour in SportsCenter, former Michigan Stater Adrian Payne shot and killed this morning, I believe, in Florida, and former number one draft choice. I remember him well playing for Tom Izzo in Michigan State.
Good player.
Very good player. Not sure on the background and the circumstances, but it really doesn't matter. It's just it's a shame that that had to happen, and it's a shame it had to happen to Adrian Payne. But, yeah, tough. Tough right there. Feel for the Michigan State basketball family. At this point, and just everyone out there.
Another team that holds the number 3 pick in the upcoming draft, barring any trades, the Detroit Pistons.
Oh.
Of which Luka Garza is a member. In this draft, mock draft, Paolo Banchero, of Duke, is the number 1 pick. He's a 6'10 freshman, also a 6'10 freshman. Out of Auburn, Jabari Smith is the 2nd pick, followed by Murray, and then Chet Holmgren, who was believed to be the number 1 pick for a while, and may still be.
It still could be. Still could be. The big man out of Gonzaga, who has just exceptional skills, can bring the ball up. Not going to do that in the NBA, but he could if a guard wasn't guarding him. At any rate, it's going to be interesting to see how the NBA plays out and how the draft plays out. And where Keegan Murray is going to go. Still have 3 weeks before the deadline, 3-plus weeks, actually, before the deadline, where college players need to say they are going to stay in the draft or come back to college, or I suppose go in the portal or whatever they want to do at that point. But until June 1st, they have to make the decision to stay in the draft or come back to school. And Chris Murray, nothing with that. No news, I believe, yet as far as Tyrese Hunter is concerned. Many speculating Louisville could be the landing spot for Tyrese Hunter, as they've brought in a bunch of transfers, highly rated transfers, to try to get the Cardinals back on the basketball map with their new coaching staff.
Texas Tech working that portal as well. Yeah. Pretty good.
As well as Razorback Dale's Arkansas Razorbacks doing that. As well. Cyclone Tim, I got to let you know that after the Kentucky Derby on Saturday night, I texted you, Mark, and I said this was like the Reds coming back and winning the World Series. Cyclone Tim says, forget the unlikelihood of Rich Strike. My Reds won 2 games. I'm not going to put one ahead of the other, but Rich Strike winning the Kentucky Derby was almost akin to the Cincinnati Reds winning the 2022 World Series. Can I say that?
Reds 5-23.
But on a heater.
On a heater.
They're on a heater. 319-366-1600 here at 344 on the Gym Class program. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next. That will be from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And as we mentioned, we got NBA basketball coming up this evening. Hope everybody enjoyed the hockey on Friday night as well with Tampa Bay and Toronto as that series continues on. Love, love, love playoff hockey. So much fun. I'm into it this year. Not just because the Blues are in a white knuckle ride with Minnesota in the first round. It's just fun. It's just fun. I think it's one of the better postseason sports, if not the best postseason sport. And they play every other night.
I'll take a look when the Stanley Cup final comes about.
Okay.
I mean, I glance occasionally, but yeah.
Yeah. By the way, best of luck to all of the tennis folks who are out playing as we speak. District tennis getting underway. And as well, all the college graduates out there. A lot of people going, walking across the stage this weekend and next weekend. And neat to see all the pictures out there. Nice to see. Makes me feel old, though.
It does. So my granddaughter, over the weekend, she's through 2 years. She started yesterday.
Oh, brother. Ah, it's tough. It's tough, but fun. But fun out there. All right, we'll take a break, come back, have more of the Gym Class for you right after this here on KGYM. We're presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. More to come.
Stop in and save with everything you need for your home right now at Menards. Update your appliances with top brands including Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Criterion. Check out the largest in-stock selection to take home today at the lowest prices. Upgrade to new energy-efficient appliances and save 11%. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through May 14th. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army
National
Guard.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
The Cleveland Cavaliers finished last in the Eastern Conference in 2011 after LeBron James left for Miami. This turned out to help them build their foundation for future success. In the 2011 NBA Draft, they had the number one and number four overall picks, selecting Kyrie Irving and Tristan Thompson, who were pivotal parts on the Cavaliers' 2016 NBA Championship, the franchise's first ever.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Lotteries might work in basketball, but in business, adding the right people has nothing to do with luck. It's all about talking to the right people. Because when you post your job for free, LinkedIn Jobs taps into a network of over 810 million professionals to find the right people for your role. LinkedIn Jobs helps you narrow down the most qualified candidates so you can start hiring the right people. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports to post your job for free. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with you in the gym class, coming up on 3:50 here on KGYM. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here today. Text line available, 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Got a little baseball to discuss as we get into the second week of May. Again, we'll talk fantasy baseball and fantasy NFL with you, Chris Liss of ChrisLiss.com. That'll be coming up tomorrow, and Mike Petrello will join us coming up on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. But as far as the MLB, Mark, is concerned, the Yankees remain red hot, but Tampa right on their heels. They're 18-11 right now. Boston White Sox swept the Red Sox over the weekend, and the Boston Red Sox 10.5 out already, and 10-19. Like I said, that team is not quite that bad. And on the flip side, here come the White Sox, suddenly back to over 500, six in a row. They've won 14-13 now, still chasing your Minnesota Twins with your number one draft choice that you like.
Royce Lewis belongs, folks. I don't know how long he's going to be up. I think he will stick, but when Carlos Correa comes back, obviously that's Correa's position. But he just looks like he belongs. He's hitting all three games he's played in and made a couple stellar defensive plays. And thank goodness for the depth on that team. Celestino's played great in center field in relief of Buxton. And I don't think Buxton's injury is all too serious, but nevertheless, he was out of the lineup excuse me, for a couple games. But, yeah, hose off your White Sox, please.
Did your heart go in your throat when you saw the words Byron Buxton? Or you were probably watching it. Byron Buxton and an injury again.
Every time.
Every time.
I was watching it. Yeah.
You just go, oh, no. Please don't.
Twins aren't the only ones with injuries. Everybody's had injuries.
Yeah. White Sox have had a ton of them. So far. And yes, the Reds won a couple, Cyclone Tim, over the weekend. Still 5-23. And chasing Milwaukee 13.5 back right now as the Brewers had lost their last couple, but they had a pretty good streak going. Now they did have the Pirates in there quite a bit, as Spencer lets us know. But still.
Now the Reds are chasing the Cubs, Scott.
Cubs are not going well right now. Dodgers went in, and that was not pretty.
No.
Dodgers are good.
They do that to a lot of
the Dodgers teams. Are really good. And watching them last night, that was Dodgers are a good ball club. Good ball club, and you can see why they are picked to win the National League West, picked to represent the National League in the World Series, and picked by most to win the World Series. I don't think there's any doubt about how good that team is. A little bit closer to home, and I know that Todd and Alex are going to be talking Iowa baseball coming up in the, between 4 and 6 today on their program. But a good win for Iowa, series win over Purdue, as Purdue also fighting to get into the postseason and being on top in the upper echelon of the Big Ten, getting ready for the Big Ten tournament in a few weeks. But Iowa took 2 out of 3 from Purdue. Another terrific Friday performance by Mazur, and then they split the other two games of the series. And finally, what was baseball weather in Iowa City?
It was indeed.
Great to see that. And like I said, they'll talk more a little bit about Iowa baseball coming up between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. But Hawks need to keep this going. They need to win the series, and they need to get to the Big Ten tournament, do well there, get themselves in a position to get into postseason play, get into the regionals.
God, just a tremendous number of strikeouts for this staff. The pitching has really been tremendous for the Hawkeyes, and one reason they're 12-6 in in the Big Ten Conference. And as I mentioned, a weekend series coming up against at Michigan State. I think there's, what, only two series left, maybe three. But, yeah, it's looking good for Iowa right now. Right now I don't see a midweek game for the Hawkeyes on the schedule. But Michigan State, then a midweek game next week before finishing up the Big Ten schedule at home against Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Midwest League off today, as per usual, on Mondays. The Colonels will be on the road at Peoria starting tomorrow to take on the Chiefs, the Cardinals affiliate in the Midwest League. Colonels still leading the Midwest League Western Division, but cooled off a little bit. You couldn't keep doing what they were doing, although they won their last two, but still cooled off a little bit anyway. Still 19-8, second only to Dayton as far as the best record in the Midwest League is concerned. Dayton continues to do it. Cyclone Tim, there is good news. There are Dayton Dragons of the Cincinnati Reds have the best record, so they got to have some prospects. They always have prospects in Dayton, so they will be just fine, but give them a few years. Wisconsin in second behind the Colonels. They are 17-10, two games behind Cedar Rapids. Peoria, 12-15 right now.
Cedar Rapids at Peoria this week, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Cedar Rapids on the road. How about that? The weather gets like this, and
yeah,
unfortunately for Doug and everybody over there, Scott and everybody, Colonels on the road. But they had a nice weekend at home, too, before they left town, and the weather was good for the weekend. Hope everybody got out and saw some baseball, whether it be Iowa or Kirkwood or what have you. Everybody, baseball and softball going on right now, and much better for all the preps to get their second week of practice.
There's going to be some wind-aided performances, I have a feeling, in the next couple of days, but nevertheless, warmer weather. State qualifying meets coming up before you know it, and then the state track meet as well. Reminder, Chris List tomorrow, fantasy sports, and anything else on Chris's mind.
NFL, get your questions ready to go if you have one early as far as the National Football League is concerned. That'll be coming up tomorrow. Mike Petrillo will join us on Wednesday to go in depth as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. NBA basketball coming up tonight for you, and we'll have it at 8:30 for you right here on all of our frequencies. Game four between the Golden State Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies. The three seed Golden State leading 2-1 over the two seed Memphis, and we'll have that for you on all of our frequencies coming up this evening right here on KGYM. Mark, have a very, very good evening tonight.
You as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And we will talk tomorrow when we talk to Chris List of ChrisList.com. So get your questions ready to go at that particular time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today, and we'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock right after Spencer on Sports, which starts off at 2 o'clock right here on KGYM. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. 4 until 6, that is coming your way next right here on KGYM. For Ben and Mark, Scott, thanking you for listening. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Switching and saving with GEICO is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions. Like if a person can get discombobulated, does that mean they're